Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms who've been real life best friends for more than two decades. We're trying to create gracious homes that are welcoming, but also functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it. For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home.
On today's episode of Welcome Home, we're chatting about the top tips and tricks for summer entertaining.
Plus, Kirsten's hatred of Whole Foods, why we think old-fashioned desserts are poised for a comeback, and the reason inflation has us wondering if we should make our house guests work a little harder to find the expensive food. All that and more on this week's episode of Welcome Home.
Welcome home, Graham.
Welcome home, Kirsten. Happy summer. It's June. It's warm. The weather's good. How you doing in Connecticut?
It's a completely different story. It's cold. No, it's not cold, but it's cloudy and the weather's not that good. And my kids are in school. So it doesn't feel like summer at all.
That is so weird that it's almost mid-June and your kids are still in summer. Doesn't that feel very strange to you?
Literally, I had to go out yesterday and get yellow hair paint and yellow knee socks because field day was supposed to be today. It's good. It's tomorrow because it got rained out. It's a whole different world.
Wow. I mean, we are masterfully into summer. Like, I'm in week three of weird little camps. Like, my kids are in vacation Bible school this week, which is really a great camp. One of them is. But then we know children here who have already gone to sleepaway camp and returned.
Okay, well, here's the funny thing. My kids are off to sleepaway camp. That is what I'm doing today, too. I'm labeling, bug spray and all that stuff today.
Oh, I always liked that. I always thought that was a fun time of year.
Can I actually tell you, I'm really proud of myself. This is actually a good handy tip for irresponsible mothers. This is a good welcome home tip. Okay. So hold on. I got to take the video off you. You're too distractingly beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm sending my daughter off to summer camp. I start packing and I realize that I don't have any of the labels left from last year. Mm-hmm. For, how you have to label all the clothes and everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't have any clothing labels left. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And, I'm Googling and everything and I'm looking and nothing obviously is going to get shipped here in 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Because they've got to make it, whatever. Even some of these places had one day turnaround and it was still going to be, 3 to 5 days of shipping. Okay. So I started looking, how there's stamps, name stamps?
Yeah.
But again, nobody's going to be able to personalize it. So I found a stamp. Those letter boards? People were putting, writing things on and then posting Instagram pictures. You know what I'm talking about? Those letter boards where you get all the letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's basically like that, but a stamp.
A deal? Okay.
And it has these tiny little letters. It came with tweezers. And you've got to pull the rubber letters out and stick them on. But I was able to spell out her name. And I made a custom stamp.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so you just
genius.
Did. I guess the only question of your genius is what's going to happen when you wash it. I think that's what everyone worries about. That's why they do the iron-on labels. Does it run? Does it disappear? Have you washed
anything? I don't know. I mean, it said safe for clothes. Stamp your things for camp. We'll see.
Oh, so it said, okay. Well, that's the other thing I didn't realize. So we have one of those return address stampers. Why don't you just put that in there? I mean, yes, it says my name or it says the Smith family and it says our
address. Finally got one that says the Smith family?
I don't know. It might still just say Graham Smith. Okay, I don't know.
The weirdest thing, you get Graham's Christmas card and it just says Graham Smith. No one else lives at her house.
Whatever. I'm not buying a new stamp. Fine. It's the same one. I don't care. Someone gave it to me. It doesn't matter. The point is, for return addresses, all you need is just to be able to get your mail back in case the person has moved. I don't see why it has to say the Smith family.
Okay. Well, the point is, I don't know. I actually just gave out this great tip for people who have procrastinated. I don't know if it actually is working. You're making a very good point.
No, I think it's a very good point. But yeah. Or just, I don't know, just write in a Sharpie.
For the boys, they'd be fine with that. You don't understand. I've been on the phone all day trying to find someone who can paint her name on her trunk in 48 hours because
in puff paint. Yeah, I remember that. Or in that little glitter. I remember that was a big deal.
And ironically, I actually own one of those label makers and I couldn't get it to work. I spent 3 hours yesterday trying to get it to work.
Wait, why don't you just paint her name on her trunk?
Because you don't have a girl. You don't understand. Nothing can be phoned in.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And yet I am a girl, and I probably remember my mother scratching her head at all of these things. I'm sure I demanded them as well, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I
No, I had to go
don't.
to like four stores yesterday to get like between clients. I'm running around town looking for like yellow knee socks for field day. And boys are like, yeah, we'll find something green. Like they don't care. She's like, Mom, should I wear a bow or should I do yellow scrunchies? Because my yellow scrunchie, it's like so much stress.
Well, let's talk about something that we're going to take the stress out of, and that is summer entertaining. We had so much fun doing our meal episodes for summer that we only got through half of our outline. So we figured we would discuss some summer entertaining tips and tricks today.
Okay, so our last episode was more about like just cooking for our families in the summer. This is about the parties.
This is about parties, and you're very good at party throwing, and I try to get better at it all the time. But as usual, I pulled up one of my favorite lists because good housekeeping never lets us down. And I found some really good ideas, but also they're a little creepy. So sometimes I like the good ones and sometimes I like the bad ones. So I'm going through this list that I found, and we'll discuss our own tips and tricks at some point. But this was 8 secrets every outdoor party host should know, right? And I really do have like a bug issue, right? I feel like whenever you have people over, there's always some sort of varmint that you haven't planned for. Like not even the mosquito remediation issue, but like you'll get the mosquitoes under control and then the flies will move in. And then maybe it's not the flies. Maybe you only have like a couple flies, but then the gnats come in. And it just drives me bananas, because unless you have some sort of screened-in porch, you've always got some sort of bug coming your way.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, my parents just moved to Florida and they have a screened-in porch, and everyone in their neighborhood has screened-in porches. It's just like a Florida thing. But I imagine your climate's quite similar to theirs.
Oh yeah, no, we've got like a lot of, and it's normal. I mean, it's nature, it's their home, it's not ours. But then so I'm looking at this picture
It's
in Good
both, to
Housekeeping,
be
and
fair.
basically they've made some sort of lemonade concoction, some sort of summer cocktail, and they have it in a mason jar. Okay, and this is their tip, right? So it's and the tagline is beat bugs to the punch. Okay, so imagine
Love a pun.
your
Love
summer
a pun.
cocktail in your mason jar looking so cute. And what they've done is they've inverted one of those paper cupcake
Liners.
Liners over the top of the mason jar, and they've cut a hole and stuck a straw through, basically. So the whole concept is like you can serve drinks outdoors without like getting bugs in your punch. But so I look at that and I'm like, that is really cute. It actually looks kind of cute. It's kind of interesting. But then I thought to myself, if your outdoor system is so buggy that like you have to invert cupcake liners to or cupcake holders because like there's so many bugs getting in your punch, you probably just need to move the party inside.
Well, also, isn't this really just like a lid?
Yeah, it's a lid. It's like a lid with a hole. But
It's
let's
a
pretend,
lid. Put a
you
lid
don't.
on your drink.
Yeah, but you need, I mean, a mason jar. You need one of those special mason jar, like hole straw things.
Yeah,
I
but I
don't
feel
know.
like now there's so many of those like Yeti knockoff wine glass things and
Yeah,
like
I know. I
servicey
know.
wine glass. I mean, I get it. It's cute, but I also feel like it's the kind of thing you
Well,
do
this
like.
article is from, I did find this, it's from 2014. But so still. But these tips are still germane. But this is funny. I thought this was a good one. Reorganize your buffet. But this seems like really chintzy, but I kind of like it. It just made me laugh. Place chips and salsa, veggies and salads near the beginning and end with the expensive food items like meat and fruit. This will help stretch your spread as people fill up their plates before they get to the end. That seems very inhospitable, but I get it. I mean,
Just put a sign? Take only one piece of meat. Hey, you know what? It is inflation. I'm
Yeah,
not
oh
gonna
no, I
do
mean it is no joke. It is getting more real by the day.
I'm not even coming to
So
your party because I can't afford the gas to get there.
maybe
How
you should
about that?
play a game called Hide the Meat, where you have to like where you make a scavenger hunt out of your evening, where basically you've placed the hard, most expensive to find items in a secret location.
What if you did an inflation style prices, right? And you're like, guess how much this rotisserie
Guess
chicken
how
cost? It
much?
wasn't
Guess
that
how
like a thing? I just heard that like Costco raised the price in the rotisserie chicken for like the first time in 20 years or something crazy.
What did they raise it to?
I don't know. I could be making this entire story
And
up.
those chickens were are always larger than your normal rotisserie style chicken.
I know, which is a
They
little
were.
bit like disconcerting.
It is disconcerting because you know that.
I get the whole point of Costco, like your money goes further, you get a bigger portion, but like, what did you
It's
have to
like,
do to that chicken? Get out
yeah,
of the
that's so funny that you thought that too. I'm like, am I winning or am I losing?
way. Right. Totally.
Totally went through my head
Wait,
as
wait.
well. I'm
I
like,
was gonna say something. Speaking of, you know what's so interesting? Maybe not interesting to
what?
anyone else. I feel
What?
like I'm being, I've never liked Whole Foods. Whole Foods has made me mad from the beginning. Have I told you my story where I went to Whole Foods and spent $8 million?
I
And then I had to
reiterate
put
because
everything, I've had to put everything back
wait, why?
because I didn't, I got there and I realized I didn't have my wallet with me.
Oh
And
no.
I like bought, and they had rung it up, and I was sitting there the whole time like, this is absurd. These prices, and this was not, this was like years ago. This wasn't an inflation related comment. This was just like Whole Foods just being ridiculous. So I went to go pay, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have my wallet. And I randomly though had my checkbook, and they're like, we don't take checks here.
Oh yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of people are not taking checks as much anymore.
Well, this was like 4 years ago. And I don't know why. I had like my gym bag. I don't know why, but I just didn't have my wallet. Thought I did, and just happened to have a checkbook. And they were like, "No, you can't do this. We're gonna put everything back." I'm like, "Fine." And then there was a Trader Joe's right next door, and I walked in and I said, "Do you guys take checks? I forgot my wallet, but I randomly have my checkbook." And they were like, "Yeah, we take checks." And I went and bought the exact same groceries, like every single thing, and it was like an eighth of the price. And I
And
was.
thus began your love of Trader
I
Joe's.
mean, it might have, but anyway, so I've always hated Whole Foods and thought it was ridiculous, but now I feel like I was going to tell a story about shopping at Whole Foods yesterday, because now I feel like I'm being forced to shop at Whole Foods because,
Why?
well, because it's just like the closest grocery store to me,
I know, I know.
significantly,
Yeah,
and
depends on
like,
where you were.
right, it's totally, like the Whole Foods was like, I had to drive by like four normal grocery stores and two, like a Trader Joe's to get there. It just wasn't helpful, and now it's like, if I just need one thing real quick, I'm like,
Yeah.
ah, Whole Foods
Well,
is
and also
great.
they've started with the Amazon stuff.
Well, no,
They have
but
some
that makes
the
me
normal
hate it.
stuff.
That's another reason to hate Whole Foods, because I hate Amazon, and now I feel like, ugh, now I'm like, shopping with the overpriced, snooty place, and it's also the devil owns it, So, but they have that handy, like you can return stuff to Amazon in the kiosk. Have you do
Yeah.
get you have one of those?
Wait, what is it?
It's like an A, it's like a reverse ATM. You could just
No.
go and like you bring your stuff, no bag, no label, nothing. You just bring it. Like I brought like a shirt that didn't fit my daughter, and they like have a bag there, and you just put it in this ATM thing. So anyway, it's
That's
like,
kind of
oh,
nice.
I need like apples, cumin, and to return this, mermaid costume. So I'm like, fine, I'll just go to Whole Foods. Anyway, this whole long, boring story was just to say, when I was at Whole Foods yesterday, against my will, they had mosquito plants. Have you seen those?
Oh, I have. Yeah, well, they have like a little bit of lemon grass, right?
It's
Or some sort of
I
citronella.
think it just said citronella, which I didn't really realize was a plant,
Yeah,
but
citronella
they
is a
were
plant.
not pretty, but not ugly. It kind of made me want to get those.
I think that's kind of a nice idea. Okay. Next on the list is get ice ready for days before. I think you and I discussed this, but they said instead of lo oh, did you ever fix your ice maker?
No,
Ooh.
because Boots said, "Oh, we don't need to call a plumber. I bet I can start the water line." And then he left town for 2 weeks.
Oh no, are you
So
kidding
no,
me?
we will never have an ice maker.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is for you. Instead of lugging bags of ice home from the grocery store, plan ahead. A few days before a party, I start filling up large Ziploc bags with ice from my freezer's ice machine. Oh, you can't do that. Sorry. But that is a smart thing to do, is start
That
making
is
your own ice days ahead. Like, yeah, if
No,
you
but you know
had a
what I
working ice
do?
maker.
I also love like the big, like the ice blocks, like I don't know what they call, like ice, gosh, what's the word? You like people drink them in like a whiskey cocktail, I feel like those big honkin' ice cubes.
Oh, I love those. Yeah, those really pretty ice cubes.
Yeah, well, I have one of those ice molds. Those are
Oh,
great.
you should just start molding up a storm.
I do. And you know what else I've seen? It keeps advertising to me because it knows I love to monogram everything. Have you seen the monogrammed ice cubes?
Oh, I have seen those. Maybe I'll get you one for your birthday.
I
Do
think
you
I'm
not
gonna
have
get
one?
one for my sister-in-law for her birthday. She
That's
doesn't know.
a cute little idea.
Wait, why did you opt over the IKEA lanterns?
I don't know. I feel like everyone, so I skipped a couple on these on this list because some are just too stupid to say out loud. But what, just putting out candles? Like that's dumb. Everyone knows
Yeah.
to do that.
No, but I like.
Everyone knows to do that.
Well, you know what we
Outdoor
have here
lighting is important.
is an H&M home store.
Ooh.
I got some lanterns from there. That was kind
I
of
bet
cool.
you that's amazing. Yeah. See, my problem is I have this stuff and then I forget to break it out when people come over. I always forget
My
to break the
problem
stuff
is
out.
I have this fantasy that HomeGoods is going to have exactly what I want, and then I go there, and they kind of do, and then I'm like, do I really like these lanterns? Am I ever going to use these things? So I just go to HomeGoods dreaming and then I never buy anything there.
Yeah, I do kind of just walk around that store.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm doing a shout out to one of our good friends who listens to our show, Stephanie Sweet, who we adore. We went to college with her, but she posted a picture the other day. I'm kind of segueing to another article. She posted a picture of her children at a restaurant. Have you ever seen this before? And it was, they were eating dessert and it was like a chocolate pinata that the restaurant served. Did you see
I saw
this?
her post that.
You
That was,
know what I'm talking about?
yeah.
That was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So it's a restaurant, like I guess a Mexican restaurant or something like that, that serves, like it comes to your table. It's
Wait, was it
on.
Stephanie or Stacy?
Oh, no, I think it was Steph. It was Stephanie.
It was one of the sweet sisters.
Yeah, it was Stephanie. And basically, so they come out and they bring this ball of chocolate. It looks like an orb. Maybe it's 6 inches, 7 inches in diameter. And then the kids, it sounds very crazy and a little bit messy. The kids smash it with some sort of wooden stick, right? But like sitting at your table. So it's not humongous, it's small. But then once you smash it, out come churros and fresh fruit and whatever. And then they give you dipping sauce, like chocolate dipping sauce and all this different type of stuff that you can dip. And so it's like fondue slash chocolate pinata at your table.
Yeah, it was very cute. I did see that.
Didn't that sound cool? Like that actually made me want to figure out how to make one of those.
Well, you know how I've been wanting to have a pinata party for grown-ups?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like pinatas are just so versatile.
They're the
So
best. Pinatas are the, well, that's my family's Easter tradition. We always have an Easter pinata.
that's lovely. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have anything to add?
Wait, is that seriously it? I told.
No,
Or are
it's just the first slide started making me think about pinatas. But then I was okay, get
And
rid
they're
of stand.
saying that pinatas also double down as decor.
I'm not really sure about that. Get rid of, okay, so they're really into bugs. I don't know how I got to slide number seven. That you definitely don't want to, yeah, the week before your party, get rid of all standing water. Empty out the kiddie pool, the rain gutters, and any rainwater that collected. Yeah, people are really into no bugs. That's what we're
Duh.
learning. That's what we're learning.
That's helpful.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, moving air. That's actually plug in some fans. Yeah, that actually is really smart.
Yeah.
If you have moving air, that does keep the bugs away. So that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to set it up so I can view everything. 'Cause these were
You know what
really.
I want to do too? I want to like invest in like a couple things that I don't want to say spend a lot of money on something, but like I want to invest in a couple things that I can have at every party. Or
Such as
more. Well, okay, so I really would like some sort of a hibachi grill.
I feel like you take it to the next level. I was thinking like a large acrylic drink tub,
I actually did just buy one of those. But yeah,
of
no,
which like I invested in a couple of those so I can put out, big t tubs of drinks, and that's very useful. I use those all the time.
Yeah. And they can be fancy or not fancy. Yeah, I agree with you. A clear acrylic tub. Yeah, it can go
100%.
fancy, it can go not fancy. No, but I would really like some sort of a cool hibachi grill.
Okay. Or how
Well,
about
because
just a
like the hibachi people will come to your house, I guess now.
I've never we nobody's offering that here, but that sounds
They offer it
lovely.
here. They offer it in the tri-state area.
That's really cool. Okay. I
Hibachi
like
grill
that.
for sale. Yeah, you can get one. But I feel like you could do quite a bit with this.
What could you do? Tell me what you could do with your hibachi grill.
You could have a pancake party in the
Oh, that's fun.
morning.
See, we have an indoor grill, a griddle that we fire up all the time.
Okay,
So,
so that's what it would be. It would be an indoor grill, but it would be outside.
okay, that's a
It's
nice
kind of
idea. I
like how
mean,
I bought all that crawfish supply stuff. And you can also use it for like, doing a ton of corn or like fish or, it's like a big pot.
Okay, I
I
like
feel like I
that.
want a griddle, an outdoor griddle. Oh, you know what this summer I got to do? Speaking of rotisserie chicken, our grill has a rotisserie attachment. I really want a rotisserie something.
I don't know. Now you might have to now that Costco's raised their prices.
I know, and then I can monitor the size of my chicken. I also would love to get one of those big blow up, movie screens.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Next up, make a party music playlist. That's a good idea. It is worth taking some time to actually make a good playlist.
Okay.
We always say we're going to do that, but I don't know if I ever really do that. That would be a really good idea. I could come up with
it. I have better things to do.
You do?
Yeah, I can just trust the good people at Spotify know what they're doing. I don't have time to do that. That is a tip for someone without kids.
Okay. But I
the biggest don't know. Thing for me, that one of the biggest problems in my marriage is volume control.
Well, that's the next thing is it says don't crank the speakers. People do not
Thank
like
you.
To be too loud. That is actually a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this must be an old article. It says if you're using a boombox, place it above ear level. But these are still applicable tips. A party's a party. A party from the 1800s is likely still a party, you know, in 2020. Like, you have to have people, you have to have food. Someone needs to be playing an instrument. Maybe it's not a lute. Maybe it's a boombox. Maybe it's an iPad. Maybe it's your Sonos. But, like, the concept is still the same. They still needed lights in the medieval times. You need lights. You need to keep the bugs and the varmints and the invaders away. And, you know.
Oh,
it would
know.
Be
what
funny
learn,
to
though?
See, like,
what did we learn from our first episodes after a hiatus? Remember those weird parties in the middle of the night that would happen in the colonial days?
Oh, yeah. How they'd like wake up. Oh, how they'd go to sleep and then do like second awake or whatever it was.
Yes.
That was really interesting. Who told us? Was that the witch? Were those the witches?
It's just called late night now. Same thing.
No, but that was interesting. So for people who maybe didn't hear that episode. So there was some odd sleeping habits in the colonial period, right? They would wake up early.
Because they didn't have good lighting.
Right. It was all about lighting.
Citronella candles.
Yeah. So they'd go to sleep. They'd eat dinner, I guess, about 5, 6 o'clock, but then they'd go to sleep for a couple hours. And then at 9:30, they'd fire up the horses and go visiting at people's houses. It didn't make any sense. Like it was nonsensical.
None of
but I trusted the woman. She was like a docent at the Smithsonian. So I think she was pretty on point.
Yeah, no, they were amazing. Okay, so this is interesting. The idea of putting kosher salt on your ice.
Oh, to keep it, what, to change the melting temperature?
Uh-huh.
To keep it last longer?
That's yeah, genius, that's a, actually.
That's a smart one. Yeah, to keep it from melting. That's mm-hmm. a really good idea. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by the end of the party, I'm like, it's fine. And I just grab ice from the thing and use it in my drink.
Oh, yeah. Do you do that too? I don't care. I just grab ice from the bucket. It doesn't bother
totally.
Me.
Totally.
But you know, I don't, germs don't bother me. Okay. You have some outdoor party tips. You have something about infused water.
Oh, yeah. These are stupid tips. Yeah. So I do. I like, I just always feel this need to make non-alcoholic drinks appealing because I think like our culture is weird about like, why aren't you drinking, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I like to have like lots of non-alcoholic options available. And then also like now that I have teenagers,
a teenager,
there's always teenagers around stuff. So I like to like make sure there's always like lots of sodas and like lots of fun waters. And like, there's some weird drink that my son is like obsessed with right now. And I forget what it's called. Anyway, like I never used to like spring for, you know, lots of that stuff. Like, and now I try to do it. Well, you know what I did for my last party?
What?
Is I got, they had this at Costco last winter. They had boba teas pre-made and it was the coolest
those with the bubbles inside the little tapioca balls.
Uh huh.
And they like kids like those.
Oh my gosh. They were such a hit and they were like fun flavors. They were like peach, watermelon, whatever. And they had like a little plastic lid on them and the boba was in there and they each came with a straw and you just popped it in and it was very cool. But so I like got those. But yeah, just mm-hmm. water, like infused water. I feel like it's really nice to just put out water with like, you know, cucumbers in it or some mint in it. Like, I love it when you go to a hotel and you check into the lobby.
Yeah, I do too. And they have a big jug of that stuff. Yeah.
I just feel like I'm at a spa. Like, yeah.
And it's not hard. None of that's difficult. And yet we don't do it.
No.
It's not difficult.
Yeah, we stayed at this hotel in Mexico that had like mango water, or like they just like really put beautiful fruit in there, and it was like
Yeah, I could go
drink
do
so
that
much more
right
water.
now, and yet I don't.
Yeah, oh, vodka,
I've
do you
got
know what I'm
all the
drinking
fixins.
right now?
What?
Vodka tonic. Just kidding. It's no, I'm drinking. Actually, this is your reaction. No, I'm drinking. So I've been making this like detox drink every morning, and it's
Yeah.
water, lemon, ginger,
Okay.
Himalayan sea salt, and
Who told you to make
apple
this drink,
cider
though?
vinegar.
Are you making it yourself, or this is some sort of packaged beverage?
It's kind of like the best of all the worlds. So Grandma and I keep pausing and stopping because her dog keeps barking, and you guys don't even know, we actually take some things professionally. We don't want dogs barking like that. But here's the problem: my dog can hear your dog barking
Well,
through.
I think that happened one time, and they knew me right then.
Now my dog's barking at your dog. Okay. Anyway, Graham, what were we talking about? Oh, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should talk about our sponsor. We have a sponsor we want to tell you about: Egyptian cotton t-shirts. So, what are these t-shirts? Guys, they're not your typical t-shirt. They're 100% authentic Egyptian cotton,
Have you
certified.
ever even heard of that, Kirsten?
Yes. No. Here's the deal. Of course, we've heard of it. Egyptian cotton. It's like, yeah, no big deal. Egyptian cotton. We hear it all the time. But
But
you know
not in
what? That's
clothes.
well, no. That's a lie. Only 1% of the world's entire the entire world's cotton is actually Egyptian cotton. So like you hear this term being tossed around willy-nilly. You've been living a lie. There's only, I mean, this is a very rare commodity. So these actually come from Egypt. They are 100% organic Egyptian cotton, non-toxic, low-impact dyes. They are made ethically in the actual Cairo, Egypt, and shipped to the US for free with a $150 plus order.
Yes, darling pants and t-shirts. I would definitely say, like, I order a size small. They were definitely like loose on me. These are your comfy around the house. Like, you can sleep in these pants, like, super just like loungewear. I would definitely say super loungewear, but they make shirts and pants. Everything's pre-shrunk, which is really neat. Lovely solid colors and incredibly comfortable. They have really nice deep pockets. The pants do. There's
I
no
will say
tags.
these are your Zoom pants, people. Like these are what you wear when you're business on top, casual on the bottom for the pants. Because I've just realized I don't like sitting on a Zoom call in jeans. Like it's uncomfortable, you
Yeah.
know? Like
And I
I'm
definitely.
ready to like put on, I know I said it before, I'm ready to like put on real clothes to go to work. But like, man, if I'm not, I want to be comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yes, so
Well,
they sell short sleeve crew necks, short sleeve V-necks, women's, they sell youth
men's.
sizes. So there you go. Give them a try. And also, here's the other thing that is special about this company: fair trade.
Which is delightful and very important. All right. You can experience exceptional comfort every day from the world's best cotton. You'll get 20% off your purchase if you use the coupon code Welcome Home, all one word. Try it in caps lock. We're pretty sure that'll work the best. So, Welcome Home, all one word, caps lock. And you go, this is a little long, but stick with me. You go to EgyptianCottonT-shirts.com. So that's Egyptian. So that's
No, people know how to spell
EgyptiAI.
Egyptian. Egyptian
The
and then cotton and then the letter
letter T.
T sh and then the word shirts.com.
So the actual letter T shirts, no hyphen, no anything like that, dot com. So Egyptian cotton T-shirts.com. And use the code Welcome Home and you'll get 20% off your order. And we hope you enjoy it. It's also a really good gift for like your mom or your dad, I feel like. Very comfy.
Well, what I like too is if you give it to someone as a gift, like I am reading about the supporting people, like they have the workers receive a hot lunch each day. They have access to a medical clinic, safe working conditions, paid fair wages. The factory provides daycare education and part-time job for workers' children. So, special company, go ahead and support them and use our coupon code. Thank you. Egyptian cotton t-shirts. Okay, we're back. So, moving on my little outline here. I do have the dream of outdoor movie night, which I did mention. But here's the problem. It's like my ice machine story from a couple days ago. We always go too big, and it's like Pinterest just ruins my fantasies. You know, because like then it's like, oh, you know what I should do? I should have like super cute
Popcorn
popcorn.
in a
Yes.
some sort of
And then
decorative
it's
holder
like,
type thing.
or yeah,
I think
like
kids
should
don't
I have
need
like
that.
a
They don't care.
I know. I need to just chillax. Okay.
Just have a party and relax. But I do like this one. I'm looking at when you choose, it says choose a fun, fuss-free dessert. But I must say that's one thing about summer that's really fun is you can get away with being much more casual and everyone's cool with whatever it is you throw at them. And what they're showing is a little like ice cream cup from the, you know, a pre-made ice cream cup basically. And I love handing out that kind of stuff.
Pre-made.
I think everyone's really, they have one here that's, you know, some sort of Friendly's ice cream sundae that comes in a cup.
Oh, yeah.
Like a dessert.
Well, you know what I've done before? You know, those little ones that come in a cup that are just like, it's like you peel off the top and it's literally just like they used to have them in our school.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Basic low level.
Okay. But you know what's really fun though is like you just go and buy like a couple things of like sprinkles and chocolate sauce and you let people do a little like make your own sundae.
Yeah, that's all they want. And then scatter a bag of mini chocolate chip or mini like mixed chocolate on the table and then also give them ice cream cups. That's a great dessert. It's fun and makes everyone happy. I'm telling you, I was on a plane ride home and they gave everyone vanilla ice cream cups and they were weary travelers, one would say. You would have thought they had handed out like, I don't know, crack or something. Everyone was so happy.
Okay, you know what I made for dessert the other day? And it was, I had a couple people over for dinner and we had a bunch of kids and I did root beer floats. That is,
oh, that's a great,
it's a classic. So okay, and also, was this going to air before Father's Day? Probably not.
Yeah. No, this is July.
Shoot. Well, sorry. Next year, guys, the dad's root beer, that's such a fun Father's Day.
What's the dad's root beer?
Dad's root beer, the brand.
Oh, just the brand. Okay.
Yeah. That's just like, really, I think our church did that one year. Like for
that's
us.
A really, day, like that's a great day. Idea. Old school floats. You remind me actually. And things like that are so simple that we should do with the kids in the summer that we never think to do, right? Just make a milkshake. I never think to do that.
We do s'mores all the time.
We do a lot of s'mores. That's a popular one.
Yeah. S'mores. We do a ton. You know what else too is so hard? Usually it's the thing I phone it. Usually because I'm not a big sweet person and I'm not a baker. So usually I phone it in. But I will tell you, like, Instagram has been inspiring to me lately. Like, it's made me want to make dessert. Like, I saw s'mores icebox cake. Like, I feel like food from the 50s is like,
making a comeback.
No, I don't like it. It's always like, gosh, like we talked about like the potato salad, like all this food.
Oh, right.
Why are we? But desserts from the 50s, like I do want an icebox cake and I want to call it an icebox cake, like a dump cake. You know what a dump cake is? You just like dump all this crap in and it's like delicious. I love it.
Crock pot of desserts.
Yes. But I think like old school, like the root beer float.
That's a cute dessert. Sweet. That's a really cute dessert.
Ice cream.
I'm trying to think of other things like that.
Well, like, when's the last time you had a banana split?
Oh, that's fun. Yes, yes. Or even figure out how to make an egg cream. Like, the idea kind of grosses me out. I'm not sure, but my dad used to like pound some egg creams. So we would all, because they used to have.
Your dad also eats ground beef and calls it tartar.
Yeah, he does. That's disgusting, but it's true. Yeah, he loved egg creams. And I'm actually curious as I think there's raw egg yolk in there. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to have to drink egg creams every now and then.
So one thing that I do miss about Phoenix, there was this charming little old, like been there forever. It's called the Sugar Bowl. If you ever read the Family
Famous.
Circus. Yeah. You've been there. You've been to the Sugar Bowl.
Love the Sugar Bowl.
It's always like if you ever read the Family Circus cartoons or Family Circus. Anyway, I what it's called. But he would talk about the Sugar Bowl a lot. And yeah, they did not change their menu. It was egg salad sandwiches and grilled cheese and like exactly whatever that egg float thing
it's
is.
Cute and egg creams, and that if you see that now on a menu, you pretty much should get it because someone's very you're dealing with a place that knows their stuff.
Yeah, my mom always like a malted milk.
That's the other one. I knew there was another one. Thank you. Yes,
she loves the malt flavor.
Yes, I used to have to drink those too. We had a lot of malted milk, but it was kind of a desserty type thing. You could get it at an ice cream shop.
It's like a milkshake. It's like Whoppers.
But the funny thing is I despise the taste of malt. I don't even know what malt is. To me, it tastes like mothballs.
It'd be interesting to know like what culturally was going on, why these things were so hot, like boba teas versus malt, like
tea is Asian.
But I know, but like, I just feel like one day, like our kids were like, remember the good old days when we drink boba teas?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the new thing. Because you're right. It is, I'm sure boba tea has been around forever in Asian cultures, but like we've gotten so much more cosmopolitan and like in our food.
Mm-hmm. I think it all came out of, wasn't there Ovaltine as well in order to do nutritional supplements? I think a lot of it probably had to do with people didn't get much nutrition. I think that was the beginning of fortifying food.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's where some of this stemmed from.
We've been fortified.
I mean, again, it's like back then, like kids were excited if you put eggs in their drink because they needed the protein. These weren't the most fun drinks. Now ours are just jacked up on sugar. That's all it is. Right. We've just taken out all the, you know, all the protein.
Okay. My other dream, I have the dream of a clam bake.
You always have that. You love stuff like that. Anything you can shell. You like working foods. We know
I
do. That.
Well, Booth Cult says I like lifestyle food. He's like, you love a project. You can't just be like, look, I'm going to cut it with a knife. It's like, and I need a special gizmo. Like, I love it when there's a lot of activity involved.
Right. Well, and Harrison tells me, he's like, you love fun pots, which I love any restaurant you go to and they bring out things. Like if a cart comes by, I'm thrilled.
Everybody loves a cart. Yes.
Yeah, a cart. Or if they bring out some, like, that's why I have an affinity toward Indian restaurants. I love all the little, like, odd pots. And I like how they serve the water in those cold goblets. I just think all that is delightful.
Yep, yep. Like, I can't stand fajitas, but I always love it when someone at the table orders a fajita. They're flaming. They're like, it's hot. It's hot. Like, it's so exciting.
I know. I love it too. That's
look at
so
those flippers
funny.
Are on fire. I love it.
We need one person to always order a fajita at the table.
Someone has to take one for the team and order a fajita, even though it's gross.
That makes me happy to know I'm not alone on that one.
No. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't like Bloody Marys, but I love those Bloody Mary bars. Those are so fun.
That's so fun. You're right. I don't drink because I don't drink Bloody Marys either, but those are gorgeous. And those new Bloody Marys that they make that are almost like salads in a glass.
Yeah.
I would never drink one because it's just not my thing, but I'm so appreciative of it.
I hope someone at the table orders one. Yeah.
I always want someone to. Okay. That's a good one. I'm trying to think if there's any more stuff like that. Well, I mean, tableside guacamole, I never pass up.
Yep. No, that's great. And you know, it's always the biggest disappointment that I feel like as I'm talking about Rupert Floats and the ice cream sundae bars and it's like, oh, you know, what would be really fun is to make your own pizza night. The problem
always disappointing.
Cause all the kids want is cheese and you're like, okay, that was one thing we got to put on it. You know, there's no point. You said they're like, hey, peppers? No, gross. Sausage? Gross. Onions? Gross. Like, maybe you'll get really lucky and invite over like a pepperoni kid, but that's it. Hugely disappointing. Don't do it.
I totally agree. MYO pizza is not fun.
Nope. Okay, so my next predicament with summer entertaining.
Okay.
Is it's not a predicament. It's awesome. But how do we execute this well? So I live by the beach. And I don't want to let that become like something that I take for granted because the beach is amazing. Mm-hmm. But like grilling is a pain. Going somewhere to like.
Well, I know. That's why I was trying to say you were so excited about your outdoor griddle and I didn't want to kill your buzz of your outdoor griddle. But it just makes me think every time you're doing all these outdoor cooking stations, you're lugging your food everywhere, right? You're taking something that's in your house, that's near your sink, that's near your trash can, and you're having to bring it to a different location. And then bring it back
inside.
But if
you're bringing it 6 feet, life will go on. But to bring it to the grill, like for example, we went on Sunday night. It was just beautiful weather. We kind of like didn't want the weekend to end. And we said, let's go to the beach. And we had oysters. So we're like, let's take them to the beach. We go all the way there. And then we realized we forgot the oyster shucking knife. So we had to come back. I know.
Oh, okay. You know what always makes me so happy? You know how you go to public parks every now and then, and there's always big family groups that have actually fired up one of those like free public grills? That brings me joy beyond belief.
That's the kind of grill they have at the beach.
Yeah. Well, they have them. They're all over Long Island, but they have them here too. But just the forethought that it takes that someone said, we are going to bring the charcoal. We're going to bring all of our meat. We're going to go to a public space and we're all just going to like grill. That seems so ambitious to me. I can't even say. And we actually grew up going to a bunch of those parties. I think that's almost like a bygone thing. We used to have people that would invite us like, hey, we're going to be at the local park and we're going to be grilling and like we're just going to be hanging out there.
But why don't we do that more? Because
why don't we do that? The grills are there.
The grills are there. Nobody really has to feel like they did super hosting. Nobody spends the day cleaning their house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I think we need to do a like to make people go back to using those public grills.
I don't think people ever stopped using those public grills.
No, I think if you ask people our age, they'd say they're grossed out because they look icky. But that, you know, because they look like somebody else.
Gross. You right, just put the fire burns everything.
That's what I'm saying. I just think we're not conditioned to it anymore, to firing up those little tiny grills. But I think it would be fun. In fact, you've inspired me. My kids would lose their minds if, like you're saying, with just making a root beer float, if I took them to a park one day and we just started grilling, they would think we are so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's people do it here a lot because of the beach, because there's grills on the beach. But I think we've all been to that.
But my question is, are you doing it? Or are you looking at those people longingly? I don't think you've ever done it.
We've done it a ton. We do it all the time.
You're taking charcoal to the beach and lighting a fire?
All the time. But this is what I'm saying is it's hard because we always forget something.
Okay.
Yeah, we do it all the time. We do grilled clams on the beach.
That makes me very happy.
Grilled clams are so easy.
Okay, how do you do that? Because I'm not following.
You literally take clams and you throw them on the grill.
And when they open. Yeah.
Pull them off. And I just bring a thing of melted butter with a little bit of garlic in it and lemon. And you just kind of pour it over the top.
Boom. I wish my children would eat that.
Oh my gosh, my kids love clams and oysters. It's their favorite.
You've inspired me. That's a fun little activity. We're going to do that.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Graham. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of planning. And you could just order pizza. And so I will be honest and say 9 times out of 10, if we go to the beach for dinner, we just order pizza.
I know, but we're trying to create. I think what I'm trying to do is show my kids something something different that they're not seeing. I think we've ordered a lot of pizza in our life.
Well, there's this thing in our town called the Boat Club, and it's just this little club. It's very inexpensive, and anybody can join if you live in our town. And what's nice about it though is, well, people join because then you can get on the list. You can get on the wait list to get a boat slip, although the list is 15 years. So you just, you just join this thing. But what's nice about it is they have these very clean bathrooms, and they've got some nicer grills and these very pretty, just picnic tables. It's just a tiny bit cleaner and nicer than just the public beach. And it's really inexpensive. So a lot of people join. But every time you go there, there's always that one person. Like most people just get pizza or they're grilling hamburgers, but there's always that one person who you're like, you're amazing. They show up with one of those big aluminum foil things of lobsters, and they packed a tablecloth and a vase with the flour.
What?
Yeah. And it, I mean, you know what I'm realizing? It's always someone who has their kids are already grown up.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be that amazing.
It's always someone with kids in college, so they have time for that. So was that what's going to happen? We're going to be somebody who remembers to bring the tablecloth and a vase.
Oh, 100%. 100. Okay, we'll be stringing lights at that point.
We'll have our portable speakers. You should have a podcast.
I love it. Well, anything else you have to add? I think we've gotten some really good tips and tricks.
I don't think we have at all. I think we've kind of phoned it in. Oh, you know what I will say? So I did find an article. I don't know if this applies to other people, but I think a beach, a park, a lake, the idea of going somewhere, the pro is you don't have to clean your house. Mm-hmm. The pro is it feels a little bit easier for hosting, but the con is you forget stuff. And I did find a really good article that basically just had a lot of gourmet sandwiches.
That's nice. Yeah.
I think that might be the ticket is if you're just grilling or cooking a little bit, but you bring, cause I mean, you can still, it's not like you have to serve peanut butter and jelly. These are beautiful, sweet roasted sweet potatoes with caramelized onions and pesto, caprese sandwiches, this beautiful steak sandwich. You know, you could do a very nice dinner. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have to feel you're packing turkey sandwiches, but you could do that and then just cook just do clams on the grill or do something small like that.
Yeah, I think,
and that way if you do forget something, at least you've got your main course. It was very anticlimactic to go to the beach to eat oysters and then realize we didn't have that, so all we had was some celery. Sad.
Oh, that is sad. You would have to go home for that.
I think
we've added some very good tips for summer entertaining. I think we really discussed some interesting things.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
I think that's it. Have a lovely day. And thank
you.
Have
a good summer.
Happy summer. And everyone, thank you for listening. Welcome home.
And that's all we have from Kirsten and Graham. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Welcome Home. If you're interested in hearing more from the iconic best friend duo, please subscribe, tell your friends about us, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook for giveaways and other exciting updates. Until next time, welcome home.